The Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Hollywood Spotlight Review. This is Tom Jeffrey speaking, and I'm back once more to pilot the array of talent we've lined up to entertain you through the mazes of the musical settings, which, by the way, we hope will please you. On our bill this time, we have first the Brown Thrush of Song, Etta Moten, then our famous Hollywood troubadour, Larry Burke, Phil Harris, the talented young Southern gentleman who wields the baton of our orchestra, and to top it all off, the original slow brain through Arkansas, Bob Burns. I thought you'd welcome that procession with joy and gladness. Well, let's ask our dusky swingstress to take the spotlight first. Etta Moten, ladies and gentlemen, singing Chasing Shadows.
Chasing shadows, just a dreamer in vain. While my heart keeps on singing just a lonely refrain. Chasing shadows, all is cloudy above. Hoping I'll find my rainbow. Hoping I'll find my love. Find my love. Who knows, someday someone may come along and change my lonely song to happiness. Until the darkness fades into the dawn, I'll just go on, I guess, in my solitude. That name
Loretta Moulton, thank you. Now, Larry Burke, will you please live up to your billing as the Hollywood troubadour and sing for us, Temptation?
I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing, if it can never be.
That was grand, Larry. Thanks. And now, yes, that's right, Bob Burns. You know, one of Bob's relatives was telling me that for 20 years, nobody knew whether Bob was asleep or dead. But then he snored, so they didn't bury him. The original Slow Brain Through Arkansas to be interviewed by Tom Post. Bob Burns.
Well, Bill, didn't you have to get up pretty early on the farm down in Arkansas?
Yeah, when the weather was good, we had to get up around 3:30 in the morning.
Well, what about when it was raining?
Oh, on rainy mornings, we slept right on through till 4.
Oh, you did? Well, how many hours a day did you work?
Well, we didn't go by hours, Tom. We worked from cant to cant.
What do you mean, from cant to cant?
From can't see to can't see.
Oh,
you know, Tom, we always had to eat our supper by lamplight.
Well, what did you do after supper?
We put out the light and went to sleep.
Uh-oh. Well, Bill, did this early to bed and early to rise make you healthy, wealthy, and wise?
Well, it didn't make me wealthy, Tom, and I already had my health.
Well, did it make you wise?
Yeah, I finally got wise and quit.
Oh, yeah.
I got a job then in a grocery store where I didn't have to get up till 5.
Oh, I see, not till 5.
Yeah.
Well, how did you make out with that job?
Well, Tom, I don't think it's any of your business, but I got to fill in 4 minutes here somehow, so I might as well tell you, I got fired.
You got fired?
Yeah.
Well, what did you get fired for? Is that any of my business either?
It ain't, but I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know, the proprietor told me to listen to him sell goods so I'd know what to do, you know?
Yeah.
Well, a woman came in and asked for some tomatoes.
Yeah. Oh.
He always charged her 10 cents extra when she pronounced it tomato.
I see.
The proprietor says, we haven't got any tomatoes, but we have canned tomatoes, and they have the flavor and aroma of the tomato fresh from the vine.
Well, that was simple enough. Even you should be able to do that.
Yeah, I did, Tom. The first customer I had was a woman asking for pig's feet.
It was, huh? And what did you tell her?
I says, lady, we ain't got no fresh. We got some canned pig's feet. They have the flavor and aroma of the foot fresh from the pig pen.
Bob, you better stick to the radio. Well, now, Phil Harris, let's hear from you. I happen to know that you fixed up a really marvelous arrangement for us this time. So give, maestro, give.
Thank you. I'll have to change my plan. Why should have realized there'd be another man? Why did I buy those blue pajamas before the big affair began? My boiling point is much too low for me to try and be a fly Lothario. I'll have to crawl right back and into my shell, dwelling in my personal hell. I'll have to change my plan around. I've lost the one girl I found. I guess I'll have to change my plan. Why, supposing after all there is another man, I'm still glad I bought those blue pajamas before the enterprise began. For all is fair in love and war, and love's a war that makes it fairer all the more. Forbidden fruit, they say, is better to taste, so why should I let this go to waste? My conscience to the wind is tossed. I found the one girl I lost.